It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. People like me and people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is, living in the new world with an old soul. Welcome back to Blue Skies and Green Pastures. I just thought I'd do a short little episode on an interesting phenomenon. The Oliver Anthony song that has gone viral in the past little over a week. It's a young man who sang basically just a kind of a bluegrass blues song, bemoaning his fate, bemoaning the pain he feels. And the thing is, he's just a young guy. He's like 30. And, you know, when I watch that video, I see one of my kids. I just want to give him a hug, you know, a mom hug. And I just want to make him some dinner and tell him it's going to be okay. But I have been watching all these reaction videos, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a YouTube video where they watch a music video and they react to the song. And the interesting thing is there have been a lot of black men listening to this white man singing this song and seeing how they're both on the same page. I mean, it's truly a viral song. The song has literally gotten 21 million views in 9 days. And that is only on one YouTube channel. It has also gotten millions of views on other channels. I mean, many, many millions. And all these reaction videos are also getting hundreds of thousands of views. So it's a cultural phenomenon. And the thing is, though, I really like the song. I like the tune. The young man, the name is actually Chris, but he evidently he wrote a long social media post about how he had turned down an $8 million or something million dollar record offer because he didn't really, you know, he really wasn't really looking to be a famous musician. He was just kind of doing that for fun. And it is really interesting, though. But what's interesting to me is how this song, number one, how it went viral, but number two, with the help of Twitter, but number two, with this, how it's resonating with that age group so strongly. And I have two thoughts about it. One is that these young men are the future of this country. They need to stop being sad and get out there and run for office. You know, and they're young, you know, early 30s, but they need to realize that the time is coming when all these old rich men north of Richmond that the song talks about are going to die. And if they want to change this country, they need to learn and prepare and work and do what it takes to get in there and change these laws that he's singing about in this song. He's talking about the welfare system and how it's unfair and the taxation, unfair taxation and, you know, exploitative capitalism. And, you know, it's just not the life that these guys want. So, you know what? You need to get out there and change it. And every generation has that opportunity. But another thought I have, and that I feel a little worried about, is that these guys are so discouraged. They're so young, and they're already giving up. You know, I mean, don't give up so easy. Y'all are the ones that are supposed to be, you know, fighting for freedom and fighting for the American way and truth and justice and your families and your children. And I just feel like they have already like given up on America and the world. It shouldn't be like that, you know? Why are they giving up so easy? These guys are the future. And it's just a lie of the devil for them to think that there is no hope. If they want to change things, they can. And this young man, this Oliver Anthony Christopher, he says at the end of his little video, he makes other videos, he has other videos on YouTube, and he talks about how, you know, he went through some depression, some substance abuse and stuff, and in the end, he returned to his faith in God. This young man he's on the right track. You know, what he needs is a possibly a little bit older man or a little bit more mature Christian man to come along and mentor him. And they, together, they can mentor other young men who have good values and who want to see America return to its former glory under God. It's not too late. Don't give up on this country. I just, you know, I understand it's just a song, but I know that so many young people are just giving up. They're so discouraged by the division and the culture wars and so many things have like estranged them from their families. They feel like they can't trust their own families anymore and stuff. And that's just a lie of the devil. You know, we can all, the good people of the world who have the values like this young man and these other people who are reacting to this video, they need to come together. They need to unite. And it's one thing that's very encouraging is to see how the young black men and the young white men feel the same about this. So men of all races, it doesn't matter what color you are, you young men need to stand up. Your daddies, your grandpas are getting tired, getting old. It's your turn. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to take your place as the leaders of this world. So start preparing yourself. Start learning. Start doing whatever you need to do. Go back to school. Read books. Read your Bible. Go to church. Pray. Stop thinking that everything is over. That it's too late. That it's just, you know, oh, just, you know. I mean, everybody likes bluegrass music and other kind of music that sings these things, but we can't let that be our actual worldview. So I don't know who's going to listen to this, probably not too many people, but I just have been a little bit disturbed. I've been of two minds about this song. I like the song because it's very catchy. It really, you know, it's catchy. But it bothers me to see such pain and such, you know, that's an old man, like that kind of pain and discouragement should not be on the face of a 30-year-old. You know, these guys really have been like mentally beaten down into thinking that there's nothing they can do, and that's not true. Get out there and band together and make a difference, just like people have done for thousands of years. You can change history. You are the future. All these rich men from Richmond are passing away. So start making your plans because you're going to be up next. You're up to bat. So start getting that batting cage and start swinging that bat and getting used to, you know, working hard. You know, one of the things, you know, that I've noticed is that today's generation is, they're just soft. They're soft. You know, that's what prosperity does to people. Sometimes it happened in the Roman Empire. It weakens you. You know, when life is too easy, you get weak. And, you know, y'all think y'all got it so bad and stuff, but you have no idea what your grandparents went through. My dad's family were sharecroppers during the Depression. They lived in a tent. You know, that wasn't that long ago. So, you know, take advantage of all your opportunities. Take advantage of what you do have to make your life and the lives of others better. Feeling sorry for yourself and, you know, not trusting God and all that, that's not going to make things better. You can do this. Your future is ahead of you. You know? And yes, I am talking to people like they're my kids, because I see that young man with his red beard, and I don't know anything about his parents or whatever, but I just wish I could talk to him, you know, and tell him, look, you can do better. You matter. God loves you. So just put your faith in Jesus and just keep working hard. But like one of the reaction videos said, don't just keep working for the man all day. You know, like this guy said in this video, spend your off hours working for yourself so that one day you don't have to work for the man, if that's your goal. You know, there's some good corporate jobs out there, but if you want to start your own business or whatever, then do it in your off hours. You know, lots of people have had to work 2 and even 3 jobs to become successful and not have to work, you know, overtime pay and all that. I mean, you know, work, be on call 24 hours a day and things like that. But the last thing I want to say is, you know, if you don't like the laws, we still live in democracy. So get in there in your local and state government, run for office. You're old enough. Get in there and run for office. And start changing the laws. Change the local laws, the state laws, and the federal laws. If you don't like this country, change the laws. We are a nation of laws. And, you know, laws are what control the tax system, the welfare system, and everything else. So as long as we're a nation of laws, there's a chance. And I agree that it is hanging by a thread. But it's not too late, and if you want to change it, you can. So that's all I gotta say. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up Oliver Anthony Richmond, north of Richmond, and on YouTube, and I just Google it. It's a true viral video, truly viral video, and quite an interesting story. So thanks for listening to Blue Skies and Green Pastures.